Welcome back to the Mark Podcast. My name is Nick. That's Evan.
What's up?
Okay. And we're not named Mark, but we are the Marks.
Amen. I'll drink
all
to
right.
That.
We haven't seen Evan. We apologize for last week. Evan had pneumococcal pneumonia, anal bleeding, and anal glaucoma, aka
dog, you can't even
pink
see
eye.
Out the, a butthole.
Yes, you can. No. Okay. Never mind. Gross in the audience. Huh? But mm-hmm. We apologize for no episode last week.
Yeah, I was battling some demons.
Yes. You know. So, yeah. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Glad to have you if you're here. So, we're going to start it off with a little something. So, we have a friend, Colin, and he would like to make a phone call and discuss wrestling with us today.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Hi. Colin?
This is Colin.
We understand you have a question for us here at The Mark.
The Mark, my favorite podcast, might I add?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for,
we appreciate
for listening,
that.
Brother. We appreciate you.
My question is, what do you guys think about the ID Championship? And do you think it's a great way for Matt Cardona, Zach Ryder, to make his way back into the WWE as the independent god?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Absolutely. Yes. What a call. All right. That's a great question. Colin, thank you for calling in. I think that, you know, I think Matt Cardona is very deserving of it if he were to get it, you know.
I do as well.
That's a good – see, I like this guy.
When they took him out.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember his internet championship? That was one of the coolest things that WWE ever did, that Vince did.
I remember that more than I remember the Intercontinental Championship.
That's a bit of a stretch, but hey, whatever helps you sleep at night, man.
Hot take.
That is a hot take. That's a very hot take. But I mean, you don't, what makes you not like the? Actually, you know what? No, you asked us the question. But also, straight up, I think the ID Championship is kind of weird. Not gonna lie to you.
He asked, what do you mean?
Oh, he said, what do I mean? I don't know. To me, it just feels a little unnecessary. Just a little unnecessary in the way of, like, some random guy just going to show up to a random independent show and be like, oh, I'm a WWE prospect. Like, everyone's going to be a WWE prospect now if you're, like, fighting the guy who has the WWE ID Championship. And some of these guys are going to be, like, terrible, but you know, you're wrestling independent, so it's just whoever you fight.
I agree, but I think it's pretty, I agree with Colin here. Colin, I like where you're going with this. I think it's a good way to bring Matt Cardona back in, along with a lot of the other guys that kind of fell off and went back to the indie scene and can maybe make their way back to the company. And new talent, you could scout new talent very easily by being like, we like you, we're going to put you in the system, so to say,
right,
of like starting here, then maybe bringing you to the NXT or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually.
I definitely think it forces WWE to look at people they might not have.
Yes, I definitely agree with that.
100%. 100%. But I feel like that's also like, they had all that with, like, FCW and the OVW before that. Like, nobody ever talks about, like, the OVW team with, like, that was, like, what, Lesnar, Cena, Orton, Batista, right?
Punk.
Like, all those guys came from OVW. And I don't know. I guess, shit. I feel like I'm just, like, now I'm second-guessing my argument.
You agree. Just say you agree.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing. Yeah. I think I agree now.
All right. Colin, you gotta have it on board.
Awesome.
Damn it.
Thank you guys very much for listening to Colin's call-in.
Dude, Colin, thanks for calling in, man.
You're welcome anytime on the podcast.
Thank you very much, boys. Can't wait to hear the next episode.
Definitely. Yes, thanks, sir. Colin.
Bye, Colin.
Have a great night.
You too.
That was Colin's call-in. We appreciate Colin. Colin is a big fan of us. He tunes in every week. We love Colin.
Yes,
so,
Colin's the
Colin,
best.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around, even through the weird audio problems, us not being
You were
consistent.
One of the few that, you know, actually listened to the whole hour and a half of just, it was like a minute of silence, and then there was an intro song.
Great intro song.
Yeah, which was not in the last episode, but that needs to be changed. And yeah, Colin's the goat.
Colin's
shout
the
out,
goat.
Colin. And you know what? Shout out, Colin.
Yes, and we just, along with Colin, we want to thank everybody for sticking around. As Evan said, we've had a lot of problems. We're just a podcast trying to get started. We appreciate everybody that sticks around. Colin, you're gonna get our number one fan basket for being the first caller of the Mark history, and you're gonna get a little token of our appreciation for sticking around.
Yeah, thanks, Colin.
Thank you, Colin. So,
thank you for being you.
So, Evan,
yes,
now
sir.
We'll get into this. I know we haven't heard from our friend Stone Pold.
Oh, you want to get a little Stone Pold?
So I would like to present, after a week off, Mr. Stone Pold, Steve Austin.
Oh, baby. Nick, thank you for having me here.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm not going to talk about last week, but I'm going to talk about the whole week prior. Monday Night Raw took place. February 17th, 2025. Here we go. So here's what happened. Here's the rundown with Stone Pold. All right. Bianca Belair and Naomi screwed over Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah.
That means Roxanne Perez is in the Elimination Chamber.
What?
And then I drank a beer.
What?
And Seth Rollins also earned a spot in the chamber.
What?
So I drank a second beer.
Yeah.
But that match should have ended 10 minutes earlier, goddammit.
What?
Penta allegedly got buried at main event last week.
What?
Guess what?
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 That's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
AJ Styles came back and beat Dom in his first match back.
Yeah.
Jane Gunther's promo made me kill like five beers.
Wait. Wait.
What? And we got Sammy versus Kevin unsanctioned at Elimination Chamber. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you for listening to Stone Pold.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nick.
I know we didn't hit all the good points, but... All right,
talk to
all,
me.
All the stuff, but we hit all the good points.
Talk to me, Nick.
What's up?
How are we feeling about Sammy and Kevin?
Go fuck yourself.
No.
That's
why.
That's all I'm going to say. Everybody that tunes in knows I am fucking over this. This is bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
Shut
though.
The fuck up.
No, because
you don't know what
actually,
you're talking about.
No,
you don't know
no,
what
no,
you're
no,
talking
no,
about.
No, 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 no. Talk to me here. You got to talk to me here.
Let me talk to you.
Listen, let me talk to you. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say here to you is Kevin has his final straw with Sammy. This is his final straw because the Royal Rumble messed him up. And if you remember from, I think it was the first podcast we recorded, I talked about the whole promo between Kevin and Sammy where Kevin was like, I need you to be a friend. I need you to have my back. And then what does Sammy do at the Royal Rumble? He lets Cody Rhodes almost kill Kevin Owens. I think everyone thought that Kevin Owens died that night. Okay. And then he helped out Roman, who Kevin hates, you know, and that's just another thing. That's just like, it drove him into madness and I get it and I love it. And the fact that we're getting an unsanctioned match is going to be crazy. No, they're going to be, I really hope that
all of this is an extreme rules to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. But it might be. Excuse me. It might be a little crazier, I feel like, than what we normally get.
Yeah.
I just got a good feeling about it. I mean, Kevin Owens is insane. Oh, my God. He's actually so tired of this conversation.
I'm done.
So tired of this
conversation.
This is bullshit,
bro.
I can't believe you. Why
Shut the
even
fuck
have
up and let me speak. Shut up and let me speak.
Oh, my God.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. This is bullshit. I get it. It's a new level to their rivalry. I'm done. I'm not going to get into it. If you listen every week, you know how I feel about this. This is bullshit. This is WWE being lazy about their booking. They should be booking these guys other directions. Kevin Owens should be a fucking champ this year, and fucking Sammy should be in the main event picture at least. This is bullshit. One of them needs to go to SmackDown because fuck you for having so much shit on Raw.
Isn't Kevin on SmackDown? Kevin is on SmackDown.
It doesn't matter.
He just bounces back. Sammy's on Raw.
If he's going to be on SmackDown, stay on SmackDown. Only show up on a SmackDown show. Don't you fucking show up on a Raw show. It's not okay. I'm not cool with this. I'm angry at WWE because this is lazy booking and it needs to be finished. If they try to run it back after this, I might stop watching.
I'm
over it. It's stupid. Put him in a title picture and move Sammy to the main roster or main event card. Yeah, he's been there. Mm-hmm. Keep him there and give him a better rivalry or something. I'm just so sick of this. They're wasting their abilities to do a lot more with storytelling on every other end, but we gotta watch the same old shit every fucking 2 to 3 years. I can't escape this, and they need to just end it.
I think this should come out as El Generico and Kevin Steen.
I mean, that would be cool. It would get a huge pop from me. Mm-hmm. But still, I don't see that happening, for one.
No,
but
it would
two,
never happen.
I've said my piece. I'm not going to get fucking angry like I did last time, I'm over the bullshit. I'm over that. And
I get it.
That's just where I'm going to be. If you like it, if you agree, then thank you. If you don't agree, go fuck yourself. I don't know what to tell you. I'm so over this shit. Next.
Oh, man. Come on. It can't be that bad.
I love all viewers, but
I know.
Still,
I know you
go
do.
Fuck yourself.
It annoys you.
I'm sure Colin agrees with me.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think. You don't know what Colin thinks. You just think that Colin thinks that the WWE ID Championship is pretty damn cool.
You thought I was cool, too, after a minute.
No, I didn't say it was cool. I agreed to the purpose of it, but I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Well, get used to it. You want new talent or no?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Now shut the fuck up.
Damn.
All right. Next. What else happens?
I'm trying to think what else crazy. Well, okay, so the Women's Elimination Chamber qualifier, Roxanne Perez versus Raquel Rodriguez. Obviously, you see Naomi and Bianca Belair come in and ruin Rodriguez's champion. Ruin Raquel Rodriguez's chances of going to the Elimination Chamber, but I believe it's a just attack, and I think that we are seeing the ascendance of Roxanne Perez. I said it last time with the Rumble stuff, like where it's like, all right, she was the Iron Woman in the Rumble match as an NXT player. Now she's top NXT player feuding with Bayley in the Elimination Chamber, and she just fought for the women's NXT title at Vengeance Day.
So you're saying that she's going to be getting a push soon is what you're getting at, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, at least a main roster promotion.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason they're cutting everybody lately.
I will get into that.
Yeah.
I've never been sold on Raquel Perez.
Roxanne Perez.
Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah, there you go.
I just mixed two wrestlers.
I've been in the same way. The same boat.
I don't know. I've never been a big fan of hers. I feel like she wrestles very sloppy, and I feel like she's not exciting. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't have any wow factor to her. But that's when she was a face. I mean, she could have reinvented herself. I haven't watched much to her since she's been a heel.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, her with the Judgment Day, it's been pretty... She's just like an enforcer for Liv.
Yeah, which I guess cool, but I guess I'm interested to learn more about if she's grown since the last time I've seen her wrestle, which I think was like last year or 2 years ago. I don't like I've said I don't watch weekly like I should, but I think it's just kind of. I don't know. I guess I just have to wait and see how I feel about it.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of hers either, but yeah. I'm sure she'll get a push at some point.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, she's got the size. She's athletic, you know?
She'll eventually turn on Liv. Yeah. So that'll be a pretty good match if she proves that she can wrestle, which we'll see in... Right. Hang on. Never mind. I'm an idiot.
Okay.
I thought she had a match at Elimination Chamber.
No.
Okay.
No. Liv is in the Elimination Chamber, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of Elimination Chamber, so we had a men's qualifier.
Yes, we did have a men's qualifier.
Was this the final qualifier?
Yes.
Okay. So we had Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Good match.
Good match. Good.
Quality match. Yeah. I like the ending of. I mean, to be honest with you, I love Finn Balor. He's a great wrestler.
Too. I feel bad for him
as well, because he kind of got shorted due to Vince not trusting him.
Yeah.
Because he gets injured, but I think I'm ready for him to get a singles push. I'm ready for him to get a mid card title, and I'm ready for him just to, I guess, be somebody like he was. And then he wasn't. And then, I mean, he reinvented himself with the Judgment Day stuff.
Yes.
And I think it's a good look for him. I missed the Demon Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Because that was that was just dope.
And entrance was so sick, too.
But, so, Seth ends up winning. Evan's trying to mimic it off mic here. It's... You're doing great, Evan. Okay, that'll be enough.
Okay, I'm done.
So that Seth Rollins ends up winning.
Yep.
Like
I said, should have won about 10 minutes earlier. There was a big old botch. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
There was a pin that the ref hit 3.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Doo!"
Oh.
Everyone's like,
"Yeah."
I mean, it wouldn't have changed much. I mean, it was Rollins pinning Balor anyway.
Yeah, but it would have just ended early.
Yeah,
not like, looked good.
Kind of like Penta's feet hitting at the Rumble.
Ugh. All right, so with that being said...
Shout out, Penta. Love you.
So, that being said, we now have the Elimination Chamber set. I'm just going to tell you who's in it. We're going to get into more next week, because next week is the build-up to Elimination Chamber.
Yep,
We'll preview it, as we like to do, and basically give you our opinions on everything that's going to happen. But just so you guys are aware of who's in it, so you guys can start developing an opinion on what do you think is going to happen,
Who's going to WrestleMania?
Yeah, who's going to WrestleMania, guys? That's basically what I'm trying to get at.
Who's fighting Cody Rhodes?
Who's going to fight each other at the end after this?
That's going to be interesting to see. Like,
hopefully, Punk.
Cena.
Something like that. We'll get into that with our rumors and releases segment next. So we have the stages set. It is John Cena, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, Logan Paul, and El Capitan, Damian Priest. But
that's going to be a good... That's good. That's a fun chamber.
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, you won't get as many like high spots as like you would with like if RVD and like... I remember one year Kalisto dropped from the top of the cage.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, so just shit like that.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, for the women's Elimination Chamber match, we have the stages also set. It is Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Naomi, Bayley, and I don't know her name.
That's Roxanne Perez.
Roxanne Perez. And so that is the stage is set for the women's Elimination Chamber.
It's a good
one. Think that's a I have a strong opinion. I'm going to say it now. And this is the only glimpse I'll give you. You'll have to tune in next week to find out my full opinion.
Yep.
I personally think that... Where was I going with this?
Roxanne Perez, Women's Elimination Chamber.
I think she's going to be a sleeper. And then I have confidence that this Elimination Chamber will be better than the men's.
Mm.
That's where I was going with that. Yeah. I don't know why I lost my train of thought. I was just trying to get all my words out there.
Hey, A for effort. Sometimes the brain moves faster than the mouth, you know?
Yes, it does.
Happens to me a lot.
So, yeah, I think this match might put on a better performance than the men's Rumble or men's Elimination Chamber, because there's a lot of diversity, I guess, in like move sets. So I think some cool spots can happen, and I feel like they'll actually give this match time.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one, because I mean, the women's division is insane. I think they're going to try and push it a little more too. You've seen it the last probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Actually, definitely way longer than that.
Yeah, they just they make a big push for the women's division. Yeah. It's just a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they don't select the right people to carry on the women's division, and then it just becomes one-sided with, like, Charlotte being the champion all the time, Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss all the time versus Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha all the time and stuff like that.
Right.
It just becomes kind of boring. So...
I agree 100%. I think that the women's Rumble is going to be a blast. I think both of the chambers are going to be really good. I think they're going to be high action. I hope that the men's really do. I mean, they always shine, but I think this is a star-studded one. It's going to be a lot
definitely.
Of fun. So, yeah. Not going to get too much into it because we're going to dedicate all of next week.
Yes.
But
so
yeah. With, nice little preview there.
With that being said, that was our Raw preview. Sorry, it's not as extravagant. Nothing really exciting happened too much this week.
Yeah.
I did see something that this past Raw and SmackDown were the lowest rated in a while for the country.
Really?
Yes. So
like not like recently, viewership. Like since the new year viewership. Or something like that?
Yeah, or something like that. Viewership-wise.
Wow.
I don't know. They didn't give a number, but...
Interesting.
I guess...
Nah, whatever. I'm not worried.
It's early.
Yeah, exactly. One down week is not going to kill the company.
AEW is going to fall flat soon.
Yeah.
So, before we get into rumors and releases... I would like to talk to you about NXT Vengeance Day.
Mm.
Did you tune in?
I watched a little bit of it. I did not get to finish it, unfortunately. I fell asleep right at the beginning of the Trick Williams match, which I believe was like probably the third match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not get to see anything else past that, but... I did see, I watched the tag team championship between Nathan Frazier and Axiom, and who they challenged? I don't even know who they fought to defend, who they defended against. Why can't I think of it?
Fraxium versus Josh Briggs and...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to say that.
Yoshiki Inomura.
Sure. Yes, they defended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to not really be a like NXT guy. Like I'd watch it on occasion, mm-hmm. but like I wasn't huge into it.
Right.
This from the NXT pay-per-views that I've seen, this was by far one of my favorites. I actually was interested the whole time.
Right.
And I was excited to watch it.
Right.
Like, I mean, for starters, the triple threat for the title was amazing. It was a great match.
I didn't get there, unfortunately. I'm angry at myself. Uba Femi. Yep.
Versus Grayson Waller versus Austin Theory. That match, Uba Femi, I have never really... I don't know if I'm saying his name right. It's
Oba.
I apologize.
Oba.
Oba?
Uba Femi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen him wrestle. Mm-hmm. So from, like, first time eyes, he is a really athletic and exciting wrestler to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very thrilled to see just all these, because I love Austin Theory. Austin Theory is a great wrestler. I
fought John Cena at WrestleMania.
And won.
And beat John Cena at WrestleMania.
Yes.
That's when John Cena should have won his spinner title back.
Yeah.
Shame. Shame on you, Vince.
Austin Theory, great wrestler. I think his promo work's got a lot better. Same with Grayson Waller. I've never seen much of a Grayson Waller match. Like, mm-hmm. normally I see him, he is on his doing his talk show, which I think he's a great promo guy.
Yeah.
And to see two out of the three wrestlers wrestle for basically the first time, I thought it was an exciting match.
Yeah.
I thought they made it an equal. I found it cool how Theory and Waller are a tag team.
Right.
And they basically...
They made it work.
Yeah, they made it work. But in the end, Theory hits his finisher. I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
The A-Town Down is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Goes for the pin. Down. Goes for the pin. Waller pulls the ref out. And then Theory turns around and gets knocked out and pinned.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great...
Great ending.
Great ending, but we're also talking this new Nexus/Shield team.
Oh my god.
This is what I wanted to talk
about.
This
is so awesome.
I just wanted to talk about the main event and these guys. Yep. So, for starters, let's rewind you back to the tag team match. This tag team match, banger tag team match.
Very
great
match.
Great tag team match. And then all of a sudden, these guys in...
You're good. Keep talking, sorry.
All right. These guys in, like, black, all black Shield-like stuff fucking showed up and beat the shit out of them. Both teams. And I don't know their names. Do you know any of their names?
No.
All right.
No, but they all came from the Performance Center. That's what I heard and read.
That's what I've heard. And it was awesome. They fucking rolled in there, beat the shit out of them like Nexus did, or like the Shield did. And I feel like it's cool to have another faction like this because you can relate, or not relate, get excited for a faction because you don't know when they're going to show up and beat the shit out of somebody.
Right.
Like, it's awesome.
Right. You're like, you don't know who they're going to attack. Like, you're going to tune into NXT because you're like,
what's going to happen?
What are they
going to
do? What are they? Are they like, what if they don't even show up?
Yeah.
They just like don't show up for 2 weeks or something like
that. And
then
they show
up
and beat the shit out of everybody again.
Exactly.
And I found it cool because then
you build hype like that. Yeah. Because they attack twice, did they not?
I was getting into that.
Sorry.
So they attack the tag team division, leave them laid out, whatever. Then you think, oh, this can't happen again. You'd be wrong. Oba Femi. Thank you for saying that, right?
Yep.
He wins. Next thing you know, they, like, you think, oh, they're getting the wide shot. They're about to say goodnight to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flash the flash lights on these guys standing in the crowd about to go fuck this guy up.
Right.
And you think, who are these guys? And like, you get that Shield feeling. I loved the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something different. Yeah. And I've been waiting for something like that again, where it's, they attack as a pack, they move as a pack. They don't care if you're good or bad. They're still going to kick your ass,
right?
Either way.
Because you're still in their way somehow.
Yes. And I think it's cool. I think it's smart. I'm interested to see where they go with this. I might actually tune in to NXT every week if I know this is going
to
happen.
I'm going to try to.
So, like, I'm just excited that this is it, that they're, even though they're bringing back an old gimmick, they're making it new by bringing it to NXT and then bringing it, hopefully, to the main roster.
Right. Because you're like, who the hell can invade NXT?
Yeah.
Like, that's my thought process. Like, that's WWE's, like, feeder system. So, like, how do you invade the feeder system?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, that's kind of sick, and I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the view that I would take from it, but, or that I've pulled from it.
Definitely. And we'll talk about something else that happened on NXT. We're going to talk. Evan, this is exciting because I didn't get to talk with you last week about this, and I knew we were excited to talk about it.
Yes, we were.
Very new much signings. There's new signings. There were some releases. Let's get into it.
Oh, baby. So where do you want to start, Nick?
All right. Let's start with releases.
All right.
So.
All right.
I have the list of people that were released. As of February 12th, we have the Authors of Pain, Paul Ellering, their manager.
Yep.
Cedric Alexander, which I didn't even know he was still in the company.
Cool.
Big surprise here, Sonya Deville.
Yep.
I
don't get it.
I don't get that. Blair Davenport, who I don't know much.
She's NXT.
Okay. Isla Dawn?
Isla Dawn.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Giovanni Vinci. Which?
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
What does that sound mean, Evan?
Shout out, Kyle.
It's shout out, Kyle. Of the week. It is shout out, Kyle. Insider Kyle's Insider of the Week. So, our friend Insider Kyle, you know him very well with his hot takes. Here's the hot take of the week.
What is for it?
Shout out, Kyle.
Shout out, Kyle.
Giovanni Vinci, Timo Ryback.
Love it. The image popped in my head as soon as it came out.
I'm
going to
be perfectly honest with you.
I was like, I get it.
I don't know who this fucking guy looks like. I'm looking him up right now.
He was Ludwig Kaiser's tag team partner.
I don't remember
And
that.
He was hitting on Tiffany Stratton, you know,
they have
together.
Beef.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real beef. Allegedly. This is alleged. I don't want to slander anybody or spread false information.
I don't know about Timu
this is
Ryback. He's not juiced enough to be Ryback.
Yeah, but look at his face. Well, what was the one last week? It was Bron Breakker looks like Bill Goldberg.
Yeah. Bill Goldberg. Keep it.
Goldberg.
All right. Yeah, I said last week that our insider Kyle said last week that Goldberg or that Bron Breakker is just a shitty version of Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed. This one, I'm going to have to disagree. He doesn't look like that. He looks like Cesaro. I think he's a knockoff Cesaro. Ooh,
he looks like just incredible.
Or a knockoff Ricochet. Just taller and can't do flips.
Yep.
But so that was
excuse me.
That was Insider Kyle's inside of the week. I don't know what we're calling it. It's Insider Kyle's shout out Kyle moment of the week. I don't know. Give us a name. Somebody drop a name. Speaking of that, we should have socials within the next few couple weeks. Trying to get socials going so we can chat with you guys, the fans, and also just get suggestions for drafts, segments, stuff you want to hear us talk about, just so we can get some feedback and really start taking off and making wrestling a household thing again and making the wrestling world a better place. That's my whole thing is I want you people to listen to this and like wrestling again.
Yep.
So we're going to make the wrestling world a better place again.
Amen.
All right. So,
amen.
So back to releases before Insider Kyle interrupted.
Thank you, Kyle.
We also have the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows. That kind of upset me because they were good
that
and then
hurts.
They got wasted.
Yep.
And how do you say that?
Elektra Lopez.
I don't know who that is.
I just know she was part of
AEW
tag team. Yeah.
And then
I don't know.
I also heard another one, but they haven't talked about it. Bron Breakker got not Bron Breakker.
Yo.
I almost got you too.
I was like, what? What?
Who's the big guy?
Braun Strowman.
No. Fat. Like, bigger.
Baron Corbin.
Bronson Reed.
Ah.
So that was another one. I'm fine with that. He was kind of boring to me.
Wait, they released him?
Supposedly. That's just a rumor.
Well, that's because he, you know, he snapped his ankle at Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So just let him recover.
Yeah. So those are our releases. How do you feel about them, Evan?
I don't hate all of them. You know, I mean, most of them, like, you know, Elektra Lopez, it feels bad, but, like, I didn't really know who she was. But I do, everyone else I'm kind of indifferent about, but having Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows go, and then I feel like having the Authors of Pain go sucks, too. Because I feel like that was a team that just got wasted. They had so much, like,
yes, like
intimidating
the Authors of
potential.
Pain, I don't even
and
think
then,
made it to the main roster.
They did. They were bodyguards for someone in their first run.
Oh, yeah, for Rollins.
Rollins, yeah. And so, like, they were there. I think, I don't know if they were really, like, doing tag team stuff there. I don't remember. That was sort of the time
either.
I wasn't
it was
paying attention to wrestling.
No fans, even.
That's when I was starting to get
back
into it, but I wasn't really watching. Uh-huh. It was just, like, TikTok following Roman Reigns and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I'm a little upset by those tag team releases. I feel like they could have been utilized more. But it's not my company, obviously, but I'd probably choose to keep at least those two tag teams in there.
All right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, signings. We'll talk about the known signing as of right now, and then we'll get into rumors. Rumor has it.
Love rumors.
So we're going to talk a couple rumors here because there's a couple free agents out there that I want to discuss. And then I read some stuff today on the interwebs that there's some teaser/talkabouts for Mania. Mm-hmm. So I would like to just kind of get your opinions on those. It doesn't have to be crazy. And then we end with a draft.
Ooh, baby. I cannot wait for this draft.
So, the big signing, I was so excited to talk to Evan about this last week. He loves this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to. Evan, who did WWE sign?
Ricky Starks, baby.
Ricky Starks.
Ricky Saints. Because we are recording this post.
Yeah, post NXT.
After
that's what I wanted to talk about. There was one other thing for NXT, and it's they did the contract signing for Ricky Starks. But before we get into that, Evan, just give us a brief. I don't know. I don't watch AEW. Mm-hmm. Shitty wrestling. Who is Ricky Starks? And
well, Ricky Starks did start in the WWE. Ricky Starks did start in the WWE.
Yeah, I saw he was a bodyguard NXT. for Ryback and got his shit rocked on catering. Yeah.
No, he was also in NXT, I believe. Oh, no.
I have no idea. You'd know more about him than
that
I
was Rod. Never mind. I'm lying. That was I'm mixing up with Roderick Strong.
Okay. All right. They look alike. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. But yeah, Ricky Starks. He's just a fun wrestler. I'm not going to sit here and say that I followed him avidly on AEW, but the highlights that I've seen, he seems like a fun wrestler, and he's now Ricky Saints.
Yes, they changed. I'm excited to
see where this go, and I think that that's the fun part. It's like just seeing these new guys come in and just do work.
Yes, I agree. Speaking of new signings, new things. There's a new show out there. LFG, yes. Which is basically a newer version of Tough Enough.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. Undertaker's the judge / coach. And I just laugh that the it's Legends and Futures. I don't know what the G stands for. But if you get the reference, LFG, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's basically what I'm saying about this, because I think it'll be exciting and it'll be cool to get new talent, and I feel like the ID belts will also play a factor in that.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say about that. I thought I'd mention that since we're talking about new things.
Right. They all also have Evolve.
Yes.
They're also adding Evolve.
Yes.
Which is free on Tubi.
Tubi. Yeah.
I'm actually excited for that one, too. I feel like that'll be pretty cool. Cause
that'll be like
I bet you, I feel like that's where the WWE ID Championship is going to be, like, presented a lot.
Yeah. That's kind of like, it reminds me of the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah.
How they're advertising it.
And then 205 Live.
Yes, that was, well, the Cruiserweight Classic was cool. 205 Live kind of sucked ass.
Yeah.
But, I'm excited for all this new stuff, basically just trying to get new people, one, interested, and two, new wrestlers to come in and basically shape the future of this company.
Right.
And be able to kind of follow their progress, which I think is really cool, because then you can really follow how they became a superstar, how they're progressing, how... And then, like, when they win, make it to the main roster, you could be like, oh, I watched her on, or him on LFG,
mm-hmm.
like, 2 years ago.
Right.
And she was really bad when she first started. Now look at her. She's on the main roster. Like, stuff like that. So, with that being said, let the rumor mill turn.
All right.
There's some rumors floating around. So AEW had a wholesale.
Yeah.
Dumpster sale.
Good job.
And basically
Tony Khan.
Fucking idiot. Because he released not only Ricky Starks, but Aleister Black, aka Malakai Black, mm-hmm. And a little old friend Miro. Who's Miro, may you ask? Rusev, formerly Alexander Rusev.
Yes.
So,
Rusev. I thought that was kind of weird when they took away Rusev.
I think it's cooler, actually. I kind of enjoy it better.
Really?
Rusev, rumor has it, they're coming back to WWE. I've heard that they're expected to sign at some point. Malakai Black has teased it multiple times.
Yeah, and it's hard not to doubt that he wants to be
back. Oh, yeah,
back.
His wife wrestles for WWE, and he will basically just it'll be like he's at home.
Right.
He'll be able to travel with his wife.
Wait, who's his wife?
Zelina Vega.
Good for him.
But
I did not know that.
Yes.
At all.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense if you look at the two. But
sure.
So, yeah. I think that was I think that's exciting.
Yeah, Rusev, that'll be good to have.
Even
Malachi
if he doesn't
Black.
Sign with WWE, if he goes to TNA, he could still bounce in between.
Right.
Not to keep cycling back to NXT, but Moose was right. on NXT.
Exactly.
And the Hardy Boys announced for next week. Really cool.
Oh, so we gotta tune in next week.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have
oh my
to,
god,
we'll have
dude.
Tune in.
What if this freaking Shield team takes down the Hardys?
Oh my god. That would get them ultimate heat. That's smart. Evan's slapping his face because I don't think he likes that, but I think that's great booking.
I feel like I just spoiled NXT next week for everybody and myself.
We'll still be excited even if it
I'm
doesn't.
I'm still going to be pumped.
Oh,
when
yeah.
it happens. So we're
You'll
watching
be sitting
NXT.
On the edge of your seat now.
I'm going to be sitting on the edge of my seat, recording my other podcast, watching this.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes. This is going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. So with those two signings, or with those two supposed signings, how do you feel about both of them coming back?
I'd be very happy about it. I would love it. Because, I mean, Malachi Black, just black magic guy, black arts, you know, like having another dark figure, maybe, you know, you have him come in and, you know, like maybe like feud with the Wyatt Six or like kind of start something there, yeah. like the dark and then kind of become like an up and up.
I read something.
Do something with him and Finn Balor, maybe.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Him and the Judgment Day.
Yeah, that would be insane.
I read something. The Wyatt Six, the reason that they haven't been showing up is because Bo Dallas is injured currently.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, back to more important shit.
I did not know that. Okay, good to know. Thank you.
So, but I agree. I think Aleister Black, Malachi Black, I don't know which one you bring them back as, but either
probably
way.
Probably Aleister.
I'm assuming so, but
yeah.
Either way, I think it'll be exciting because he's a great wrestler. He's a great storyteller. He does great mic work. I really liked him when he was in WWE. And I just hope they don't waste it.
Yeah.
And blow it like they did the first time.
Because he's older, too. So like, yeah. they got to get it right. He's 40. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like that. I think that's what I was told.
Either way, you're
I think I might be just thinking of Penta.
I don't know. I could go either way with it. Either way, you just can't waste it. Like, he's a great performer. You could put him in the mid card. You could put him in the main roster. Do not put him in a tag team again. That right. was dumb.
He is 39.
Okay.
Malachi Black's 39.
Yeah. So he's getting towards the tail end of his career.
Well, it seems like a kind of a cool thing. Now I'm kind of like piecing this together in my brain, like right now, where like the WWE is bringing in guys like Penta, Malachi Black, you're bringing back Cena, and now you're putting all these products out of pushing all these young guys trying to get these new prospects in. And I wonder if they're trying to like have like guys like Malachi and Penta stick around until they're 43, 44. And at that point, these people, these younger kids will have developed and maybe, you know, maybe gotten NXT or they're getting into NXT and they can get work with the older, more experienced guys.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
I think it's just exciting in general.
Yeah.
And
I
then,
guess I'm looking too deep into it.
Yeah, we... yes.
Yes.
I think it'll be great. What about if we were to re-sign Rusev?
I'd like it to. For me, with him, I don't know what you would really do with him. That's just kind of a...
Yeah, that's... would be my only question.
I guess that's just kind of the same thing as they probably do the same thing with him as they do to Penta, where you just kind of bring him in, you're like, hey, holy shit, you know, this guy's here.
Yeah.
All right, build him up in a couple of matches, give him some heat, you know.
Obviously, I feel like
he's got
at
this
the
whole
same
thing
time,
going on
though,
with Kaiser and Pete Dunne
yeah.
with Penta, so like...
I feel like at the same time, though, you don't really need to rebuild Rusev.
That's true. He was a champion.
He was a champion. He was a great heel. Rusev Day was over huge.
It was.
And I think
I miss Lana.
They're divorced.
Sad tweet.
I think he would be good. It's just, yeah, like we said, what do we do with them? Mm-hmm. Like, you have enough going on already. I mean, you could always put them on SmackDown because SmackDown needs all the help it can get.
That's true.
It's not the best.
Yeah, they need more superstars. And I, like you said a couple weeks ago, righteously, Raw needs the stars because Netflix, more viewers, more money, more numbers. Yeah. I get it. But
give the people that tune in to SmackDown something to tune in for every week. Yeah.
Not just Kevin and Cody.
Yeah. So I think that's both of those would be great signings. Mm-hmm. And I think they would be assets to us in many different ways. 100%. Because then they can also help out the younger generation, like you said, mm-hmm. and kind of train and mold how they know the business should go.
Has there been any word on Josh Alexander that you know of?
Last I knew, he was supposed to be going to AEW.
Okay.
That's the last I heard. So, I have no idea. Once again, not big into, like, I don't know who that really is, if I'm going to be honest with you. So, you would have the scoop on that more than I would.
Nah. Okay, so I'm reading this thing right now that's saying he's working with wrestling agent Barry Bloom, who represents also Kenny Omega and Jim Ross.
Oh, so he's going to get a deal with AEW easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we talked rumors on who's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about what's already here for wrestlers. And that made no sense, I know. And Mania.
Eternal rumors.
Yes, eternal rumors in the company, not outside.
Attaboy. All
right. and not outside of WWE.
Yeah.
So,
attaboy.
This is from WrestleTales.
Okay.
They said breaking news. The speculation is that if WWE goes with Cody versus Cena for the WWE Championship at Mania, it will most likely be an opener, not a main event.
Ooh.
Of either night. Because, and I think this is really nice, Jey Uso and CM Punk are guaranteed main events this year. Remember, rumor. Think rumor. I'm not breaking news. I'm giving out the rumor.
Right.
Don't shoot the messenger is what I'm trying to say.
It's a rumor. It's a rumor. This is all speculation. So, that's why we like to talk about it.
What do you think of that?
I love it. I love it. I think that because you got to give...
You got to give Punk his main event that he deserves.
Yes.
He has yet to get a main event. But I feel like if you wanted to give Punk a main event and you still wanted the title in the picture, you have him win the Elimination Chamber.
Exactly.
Like I've been saying.
That's the smart thing to do.
Cena goes to SummerSlam and wins the title.
Yeah.
I don't want it any way else.
Mm. I like that. I like that too. I agree 100% because also like, I don't know. You also have like the women's EC. You have the women's Royal Rumble, right? Like,
yeah.
Charlotte Flair has to get a match in there. That's not, they're not just going to bury that in the middle of WrestleMania. That should be an opening match.
Definitely.
And then, the other women's EC, like, I don't know what's going to happen there. That might be an opener, too. That might just be
be a middle.
A night two.
Yeah.
Night two, maybe right before the main event.
Yeah.
It'll still be a good match. I'm not discounting it, but, where do these go, ultimately?
Obviously, you got to kind of plan it to maybe, like, to get the crowd fired up for the main event, you got to give them another good match before it.
Right.
So, like, I feel like a women's match might be good to throw in that spot.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. And I think one, Jay deserves a main event.
Yes, he does. He's the most over
superstar.
Yeah.
in the business right now, and I'm pissed that, like I said, I went on my rant. You're getting what you want. Stop bitching. Right. So
right, like the thing you sent me, where it's just like, you know, everyone's like, oh yeah, the obvious, of course Cena's gonna win the Rumble. Nah 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 nah. Yeah. Oh, Cena doesn't win the Rumble. Well, I can't believe it. I can't believe. Why would you not give it to Cena? It's like,
yeah, and then the end though.
You gotta remember that this is still a company that's still going to exist after Cena. So you need to build up people after Cena. Just kind of like, you know, these NBA players go on a retirement tour. Let's say, let's take Paul Pierce, right? Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter retirement tour, right?
Yeah.
The Yankees ultimately had something else to worry about that season. They were not good that year, but they had to win games. They couldn't just drive around being like, ooh, whoop-de-doo, this
is... Yeah, we have Jeter.
Jeter's retirement year.
I mean...
But, like...
Yeah, we didn't have a good season at all. And
right. Because you didn't have a supporting cast.
Yeah.
Now, WWE needs to build up their supporting cast beyond Cena's, and now everybody's just freaking out because we didn't push Cena immediately for the whole year.
Yeah.
And I hate that so much.
I hate that, too. Well, like I said, you can't book yourself and then go to a movie.
Right.
You got to be there.
How can you do that?
You got to be there every week to keep the fans engaged in something, like in a feud like that.
Right. He's there at night one of Raw on Netflix. We have not seen him since.
Yeah. We have. Royal Rumble. And then after Rumble, he said, I'm going to do a movie for a year in Bangladesh. Or... Not a year, a month. I'll see you guys.
I hate him.
Yeah. So, and then I'm interested to see, like, if he books himself out for another movie for Mania. But I feel like...
Did he not say that he was clearing his whole schedule?
Exactly. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. So, but, yeah. So, that's one of the rumors going around.
That's a good one.
I'm hoping it's true. Hoping.
Yes, I agree.
That's just one of the ones that I hope 100%. Is true. Next rumor. Jacob Fatu, solo, WrestleMania.
Love it. Love
Why?
It. Why? Because do you Jacob Fatu doesn't love solo anymore.
I don't love you, solo.
He doesn't love him anymore. It's obvious. He's not the tribal chief anymore. He doesn't have the Ula Fala.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a nasty grudge match. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I feel like soon, though, you got to get Solo out of, like, this bloodline bullshit, and you got to start building him to be something else.
Right.
But
yeah, like, get him on his own again.
Yeah, and try to build him up as this badass superstar that we all know he is already.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. He's a good wrestler, too. So,
yes, great wrestler.
It's only going to be a matter. And he's young, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's only going to be a matter of time before he gets a world title push.
Yeah,
all
definitely.
That other stuff. He inserts himself into it, at least a, you know, mid-card championship look, you know.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's been putting on a great story with this whole bloodline thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So. I like him.
That was my other rumor.
That was a good rumor.
That was my rumor this week. I had one more. Turns out it was false rumors. So I'm not even going to put that out there. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, that is the rumor mill.
That's the rumor mill.
So we're going to do a rumor mill once a month. Mm-hmm. Once we get our socials up, send us rumors, send us stuff that we can get the mill spinning.
Yep.
We can get the mill turning.
Yeah. Let's create controversy in a good and fun, light way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't hurt each other, please.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we will get to our draft.
Yep.
This
draft.
Draft. You know what it's sponsored by? Revolution Parts.
Sponsored by Revolution Parts.
Buy your parts. Revolutionary.
I hate you.
So, this week's draft will be WWE theme songs, wrestler theme songs, or Divas theme songs, whichever you pick.
Yep. Superstars.
I'm excited. Me and Evan think very highly of the same theme songs, so this is going to be a dogfight.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do, Evan, to figure it out? We're going to flip a coin.
Do you have a coin?
I do not have a coin. Hold on one moment.
Hold on. Wait, I see a half dollar over there.
Go get that half dollar. While Evan go gets this half dollar, I'm going to just say thank you to everybody that is listening once again. I know, it's soppy. You're sick of me talking about it.
Yo, it's a whole dollar.
Oh, it is a whole dollar in coin form. I'm just very happy to be here. Wrestling is a pivotal point in my life, and I can't wait. I just love here sitting here with Evan talking wrestling. Who doesn't love some wrestling?
I love talking wrest. Okay, Nick. All right, so
Am I calling in the air this time?
Yep, you're calling in the air. William Henry Harrison is heads, and the Statue of Liberty is tails.
All right.
You call it in the air.
Call. Heads.
And it is heads.
Oh, my God. That's 2 weeks in a row. Two weeks in a row.
Rigged league.
No, because you flipped the coin this week. So, cue the music. With the first pick of the WWE Superstars Draft, I, Nick, select My Time Is Now by John Cena. Mm. Evan's pissed. That was his one. Evan knows every word to that theme song.
I don't like you for that one.
You won't like me all night, buddy.
So, all right. I'll one-up you then.
All right.
The second overall pick in the theme song draft, I, Evan, select Stone Cold's theme song.
Which version? The Disturbed version?
Yes.
All right. That's the best version. I was just making sure.
Yes.
All right.
Disturbed.
Disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Strap up! Stone Cold. Making a list.
It's a good idea.
I can have it. All right. With my second pick, I am going to pick one that Evan's probably going to freak out about. I picked Batista's theme song.
Motherfucker. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Oh my God, you're the worst.
That was his next pick. That was your next pick. You thought I was going to fall. It fucking did.
Yeah, I should have.
You're bad at this.
This is, yeah, my first pick was no mulligan on that one.
No.
All right. I got to redeem myself on this one. With the fourth overall pick, I, Evan, select Metalingus.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
That is Edge's theme song, if anybody doesn't know. Yep. This is bullshit.
That is, yeah.
All right. You want to play like that, asshole?
You want to
play like that?
Oh, my God. What do you want to play like?
All right.
Let's hear it.
You want
to... What do you got? What do you got for this fifth overall pick?
RVD's theme song. I just did that to piss Evan off. That was Evan's whole list. Gone. Right there. Schwa! Gone.
I'm going to compose myself. All right. With the sixth overall pick in this draft, I, Evan, select No More Words, Jeff Hardy.
All right. Take it. Wasn't even on my list.
Fuck you. Really?
I love that song, but that's an honorable mention for me.
Don't you see? No, never mind. You know what?
Screw you. I don't see the writing on the wall, bro.
Yeah, obviously. I hate you.
All right.
I'm joking.
He loves me. I am now selecting with my fourth overall, Burning My Light, Randy Orton.
That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a great one. Let's see. My fourth pick.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Cult of Personality, CM Punk.
Okay, all right. That's a good pick.
Yep.
We're leaving a lot out there. I apologize. We could have did 10. Well,
that's That's the thing. I could have picked a million.
Yeah, there's so many good theme songs.
Yeah, I have 10 listed on my phone that I could just interchange.
I'm literally scrolling through my playlist.
It hurts. It hurts.
All right.
This one hurts. So,
this is my final. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have wasted it on fucking RVD's theme song. God damn it. Fuck it. Mulligan on RVD's theme song.
Yo, what?
You still got a mulligan. So you can mulligan and insert that somewhere, but then I could switch around and grab something out of there.
I could mulligan Stone Cold Steve Austin's.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to call that right after. Never mind.
All right. Never mind. The rule has been set. You have to call it after. So I can't use it now. So I just fucked myself on my pick.
So we fucked ourselves.
Yes.
So do you want to just call it even and give ourselves a mulligan?
No.
Okay.
All right. We're going to stick with it.
It's worth a shot.
I'll explain where I would have put, what I would have put in place of that.
Mm-hmm.
With my last pick, Evan, don't hurt me. Mark Henry's theme song.
The first
rap group to receive a Grammy for
a theme song.
A theme song.
WWE theme song. That's actually crazy. That's so awesome. That sucks.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. So with that, my last pick. I'm stuck between a shit and a fart right now. I'm a shoot.
I said shart.
Last shot. Last pick. I'm going Evolution.
All right.
Evolution. Line in the sand.
That was going to be in my honorable mentions, actually.
Okay.
So, great pick.
You know what?
Great pick.
I'm mad at myself.
Do you want to use my mulligan? Mulligan.
This Fire Burns by CM Punk.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. I felt better about that one.
All right.
I said by CM Punk.
All right. By CM Punk. No, it's by something enemy. I don't know. Anyways, that's irrelevant.
My honorable mention is Rikishi's song, You Look Fly Today.
That is a horrible.
It's a great. What are you talking about?
Okay, so I got a lot of honorable mentions here. Today. I got a. Shut up.
I need a pair of those sunglasses.
Yes. So my first honorable mention, the one that I was going to put in the spot of RVD's theme song,
mm-hmm.
Shane McMahon's Here Comes the Money.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And then it was either – I was between that one and Triple H's theme song.
I also had Broken Dreams.
I didn't like that.
I love that one. Drew McIntyre.
I actually like
and
Drew's
I also
new theme
had
song. It's very catchy.
It is. But I also had Written in My Face.
Written in My Face.
Sheamus.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shameful thing.
That one is a oh.
Yeah.
Wow. What a song.
So,
10 out of 10.
I have a couple other like weird ones.
Yeah.
The NWO's theme song?
Doink the Clown.
No. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That was so awesome.
No, the NWO's theme song,
mm-hmm.
Both the WWE version, which was Rock House.
Yep.
And or Voodoo Child.
Oh, yeah.
But also just the one that's like, it has Hogan in the middle of it just going 444 life.
Yep. I would say the
New World Order.
The Wolfpack. Wolfpack theme song.
That's a quality theme song. Yeah, I don't hate that.
And then my last honorable mention would be Basic Thuganomics.
Ooh, I was surprised you didn't put that one in.
Yeah.
I have three more. Adam Cole's theme song.
Boom.
Loved it. We have Slow Chemical, Kane.
Oh my god. I would have put that one on there. I can't believe I forgot about that.
It's a great, great song. Sorry, I have two more.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes' is Smoke and Mirrors.
The original one?
I don't remember which run it was. It was more upbeat, though. It wasn't, like, slow paced.
Wow. That was very off-pitch.
There goes Cody Rhodes! and then we'll... Whatever.
Banger.
Banger song. That's where we're going to leave that at.
Banger.
That's yep. where we're going to leave it.
We'll leave it there.
Vince's theme song was pretty cool, too.
Yep, no chance.
But,
so. To one more.
What do you got?
Aw, that's TNA.
What was it?
LAX.
Yeah. No, his theme song was pretty dope.
LAX's theme song was great. Yeah. With Conan.
Yes.
Homicide.
Yeah.
Hernandez.
It was dope. Mm-hmm. So
I missed Evan, the six-sided ring.
I feel like we covered a lot of things on this podcast today. We
covered a lot.
And I feel like we did it in a very short period of time, but I could be wrong. But this has been another episode of the Mark Podcast.
Yes, thank Evan, you all for tuning in.
Any final remarks?
I don't have any crazy remarks. Just ready to watch some wrestling this week. Probably tune into what you call that stuff?
NXT.
SmackDown on
Friday
night. I think that's it that we got going on for this week. Sweet. Probably watch some Collision Saturday night.
Okay.
You know?
I'm sorry.
What do you mean I'm sorry?
AEW is garbage.
Actually, as we're recording right now, Dynamite's on, but, you know.
Who cares?
Whatever.
Who gives
a fuck? I think you would like it if you gave it a chance.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Whatever helps you sleep at night, Nick. Got it.
It helps me sleep knowing that Tony Khan sucks fat cock.
Yes, he does.
Okay. So, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Mark Podcast. I'm Nick. That's Evan.
Hi.
And, as we always say, like, share, subscribe, and remember, don't let your meat loaf.
Yeah, don't let your carrot stick either.
Bang.